G'day, g'day, and welcome to today's Audiomo. And you might be wondering why I've started it with the mystical potato head groove thing. After all, I normally just rab it on into my iPhone. But the reason I'm starting with the mystical potato head groove thing is that I want to talk about potatoes, just for something different. I'm not just talking any potatoes, more talking about the potatoes that I cooked earlier. And I guess for this to make any sense at all, I probably should start at the beginning. A couple of days ago, a work colleague got me a potato ricer. A potato ricer is, it looks a bit like a garlic crusher on steroids. See, it has a round metal basket with small holes in, the same as a garlic crusher, although in this case it's big enough to hold a potato. You then have a sort of a plunger type device in the lid, so you close it down and squeeze it together, and it squeezes the mashed potato out of the holes. And you see, so obviously squeeze it into a dish. What I did this evening, though, I cooked the potatoes in the oven with their skins on, and then put them through the ricer and collected the skins, because of course the skins don't go through the hole. I then put them into an oven tray, drizzled some garlic-infused olive oil over them and a little bit of salt, popped them back in the oven on a high heat, and made crispy potato skins. So we had grilled chicken with some, like a spice mix, with some paprika and Cajun seasoning and garlic salt, and we had some steamed veggies and some mashed potatoes, and then some crispy, garlicky sort of crispy potato skins on the side. So yeah, great little gadget, and it only cost me about $15, or $20 or something, which is even better. So yeah, quite impressed with it. The mashed potato itself, I just added a little bit of butter and a little bit of salt, and just whipped it up with a fork, just to sort of aerate it and mix it through. So yeah, turned out very well. Probably the mashed potato itself wasn't as nice as what we get out of the Thermomix, but I'll tell you what, it was worth it for the crispy potato skins. So that's all. Just wanted to share that because it's sort of our latest little kitchen gadget, and it was a success. The other thing that I wanted to comment on, I just wanted to quickly say thank you to Darren Duff, a.k.a. Blind Drummer, on Audioboo and Twitter, and also Gav Griffiths, Tuffin 007, here on Audioboo and Twitter, for their assistance with my problem uploading to Audioboo. I mentioned yesterday that I was trying to upload from the website and was having a few problems with it. It wasn't doing what I thought it should be doing. And, the problem was that when you hit the publish button, there is no progress bar, so it just sits there and looks like nothing's happened. But it is, in fact, working. And I didn't realise that. I was expecting it to actually tell me that it was doing something, or, you know, at least show a progress bar or something like that. But unfortunately not. So the issue was with my expectation rather than with the website itself. I am thinking, though, of suggesting to them that they maybe just a dialogue that says, you know, please wait, uploading would be really useful, because then you'd know something was happening, as opposed to thinking that your screen reader's not letting you click on the publish button. So anyway, thank you to both of you for your input. I do appreciate it. And all is working well, or rather, if this audio boo arrives, you will know that all is working well, although the last two I uploaded successfully, so I think all is well. All right, folks, have a good day or night or whatever time it is where you are, and hopefully we'll talk tomorrow. I've kind of broken this audio mo thing a little bit, but I'm still trying to catch up, and hopefully by the end of the month I will have 30 or so of them up here. Anyway, I'm out of here, so we'll catch you later. Bye for now.